I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Monday, May 18th. Well, there will be some traffic disruptions for the funeral of an active-duty Quincy firefighter today. A 10:30 mass will be said for 61-year-old Neil Leonard at Sacred Heart Church in North Quincy. Intermittent road closures will take place beginning at 9:30 on Hancock Street from Cohane Funeral Home to East Squantum Street and Billings Road. Quincy police will be at various locations to direct traffic. Leonard died of occupational cancer after 32 years of service to the Quincy Fire Department. He was stationed at Ladder 5 in North Quincy. Leonard is survived by his wife and two children. Donations in his memory may be made to the Quincy Fire Cancer Foundation. Now, the issue of pay raises for Quincy city councilors and the mayor will be discussed by the city council tonight. The ordinance committee will meet at 6:35 at City Hall to have the city solicitor answer questions about deferring their raises. Officials will also discuss orders that would repeal their own raises and the mayor's raise, and also repeal all raises for elected officials. At the start of this year, councilors' pay went from almost $30,000 to $44,500, as approved by the previous council. Some councilors are placing their increases in a trust or donating them to charities. The mayor has deferred his salary increase to 2028. It's set to go from just over $150,000 to $285,000. Also tonight, the City Council is expected to receive a legal update on the city's plans to purchase Eastern Nazarene College and will request the administration to provide a two-year capital plan and financial projections. Tonight's meeting will be live on QATV channels 9 and 1072 and on QATV.org beginning at 6:30. A New York man has been charged in connection with a shoplifting and carjacking incident that began at the South Shore Plaza in Braintree on Saturday evening. 29-year-old Luis Eduardo Cardenas Trevisio was taken into custody following the incident that started at about 6:30 Saturday night. Trevisio has been charged with shoplifting, larceny, unlawful possession of a theft detection shielding device, resisting arrest, and providing false identification. State police also charged Trevisio with carjacking. Police say Trevisio was found to have an active warrant out of Holyoke District Court. According to Braintree police, two suspects fled the plaza on foot in an attempt to avoid apprehension and ran toward the nearby highway. While fleeing, the suspects attempted to enter multiple vehicles traveling on the highway at the Braintree split. One suspect is in custody. The second has not yet been located. The investigation remains ongoing, but police say they don't believe there's any ongoing threat to the public. Well, the 42nd annual Quincy Senior Olympics continues with pickleball tournament today at the Faxon Park Courts. On Wednesday, a volleyball tournament will be held at 10:30 at the Kennedy Center, followed by the closing ceremonies and the awards at 2:30 Wednesday afternoon. The Quincy Public Schools Community Fitness Night will be held tonight from 6 to 7:30 at Veterans Memorial Stadium. Students in kindergarten through fifth grade will participate in fitness activity stations and recreational games run by the physical education staff. The Quincy Public Schools String Concert is tonight at 6 p.m. at Quincy High School. The show will feature performances by the John Adams and Abigail Adams Orchestras and string lesson students. Today is the deadline for Quincy residents to volunteer to be welcome ambassadors or guides at historic sites. As part of the city's first annual Historic Volunteer Corps training program, participants will receive a free 4-hour training and then receive a certificate of completion. Contact Quincy Public Historian Bob Damon at 617-548-2923 or email rdamon@quincyma.gov. The applications are due by the end of the day today. A check of business news this morning, and stocks are down. The Dow dropping 537 points. The NASDAQ lost 410, and the S&P lost 92. Asian stocks are also lower. Oil prices have jumped after President Trump warned Iran that the clock is ticking as talks over a permanent end of the war stall. The dollar rose, the euro was up, and oil at $110 a barrel. In sports, the Red Sox lose to the Braves in Atlanta 8-1. They're off to Kansas City for a series with the Royals beginning at 7:40 tonight. The National Weather Service forecast for today, mostly sunny, high of 78 degrees. For tonight, partly cloudy, low around 60. Tomorrow, partly sunny and hot, high tomorrow of 93. Wednesday, hazy sunshine, hot, a high of 91 with some afternoon thunderstorms. Thursday, partly sunny and a high 69. For the boater, waves 1 to 2 feet, east winds at 5 to 10 knots, increasing 10 to 15 with gusts to 20 at a high tide at 1:19 p.m. Sunrise 5:19, sets at 8:01. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Monday, May 18th.